Hello, this is Ariel.
Hello, Ariel. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm fine.
Awesome. My name is Tony. I'm not saying anything. We are calling you today to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah. So what organization are you with?
I'm with Opinion Research.
Opinion Research.
Yes. We're just conducting this opinion poll just to gather your information about, you know, what the survey is it entitles to. We're not trying to, how can I say, we're not trying to influence you in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. Yeah, I am registered. Okay.
Now, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
There will be a Democratic primary election in March of 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz for local and for local offices like the state legislature. Now, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably. Or you'll wait until November to vote in the general election?
I will vote in the primary.
Okay. Now, could you please let me know if you have a favorable or not favorable opinion of the following people? Kevo Pastrano.
I'm not able to say. I don't know who that is.
What about Roland Gutierrez?
Yeah. I have to do more research. I don't know who he is.
Okay. What about Debbie Gonzalez in Galby?
Yeah, same thing. I don't know.
What about Joe Biden?
Yeah, I know who Joe Biden is.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion on him?
I have a favorable opinion of him.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
What about Beto O'Rourke?
Very favorable. Love him.
Aaron Seawinner.
Don't know who that is. Oh, we like her. Yeah. No, we like her.
Oh, you like her. Okay. Very favorable. Okay. What about Greg Kassar?
I don't know who that is.
Ruben Becerra.
I don't know who that is.
In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Would I vote for one of them?
Yeah, for which one of them? Either right. Colin Allred or Roland.
I have to do some research. I don't know.
Okay. Now, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Aaron Winner or Kevin Pastrano, who would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Aaron, the first one.
Aaron's winner. Now, here is some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Aaron Swinner is in her third term as a State House member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at our child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development. And she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Chevo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County, who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Erin or Chevo? Erin's winner or Chevo Pastrano?
Erin.
Erin. Okay. Could you please rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who will support, who you will support in a Democratic primary election for state representative? Use a 1-to-5 scale with 5 meaning most important to you and 1 not important at all. Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
What about growth, development, and traffic congestion?
2.
Fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
One,
okay. Climate change and protecting the environment.
5.
Voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
Fully fund public education from the state to take the burn off local property taxes.
Oh, wow. 5.
Restoring abortion rights.
5.
Strengthening Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
3.
3. What about vouchers stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer money or dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools?
3.
Great. Now, when it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? 1, whose pro-life religious belief leads them to support some of Texas' restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives. 1, who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas' women's right and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures. Okay.
Here
are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Please answer each would cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or would have no difference or make no difference to you.
Okay.
As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes.
I would never vote for that person.
So they'll definitely vote against that person, okay?
I would vote against that person.
What about while the candidate lives in Hayes County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere. So they don't have strong, deep roots here.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, okay. What about if the candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a chief deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free?
I would never vote for that person.
The candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hayes County.
Yeah, I would not vote for that person.
The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
I would not vote for that person.
Lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Erin Swinner. Please answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Erin Swinner has been on the front line fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill.
Very positive. You don't even need to finish. Very positive.
As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Swinner leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Very positive.
Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Yeah, very positive.
Erin Swinner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Very positive.
After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
Very positive.
Representative Swinner successfully fought hard at stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Positive.
Erin Swinner has a record delivering for Hayes County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Positive.
Great. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today between Erin Swinner or Chavo Pastrano?
Erin Swinner.
And if you don't mind me asking, ma'am, are you between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65?
40 and 54.
Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
I No.
Do you consider yourself African American or black?
No.
What was the last grade you completed in school?
My master's degree.
How long have you lived in Hayes County? 0 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or more than 30 years?
0 to 10.
Thank you very much. We are completed with this survey. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.